This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, September 10th, AD 2021. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Two evangelical families in central Mexico have been threatened with being cut off from essential services or expelled from the community if they continue to refuse to deny their faith and pay a fine illegally levied against them. The families of Nemesio Hernandez and Eligio Hernandez, who are from the First Baptist Church in the La Mesa La Mantitla area in Hidalgo State, were threatened during a community meeting on Monday, reports Christian Solidarity Worldwide. In January 2019, many evangelical families were forced to sign an agreement renouncing their faith, while 8 families signed it. The families of Cruz Hernandez and Santiago Hernandez refused to do so. The community leaders then blocked the 2 families' access to water, sewer services, and government benefit programs for over a year until they were forced to sign an agreement on January 15, 2020, in which they renounced their right to hold religious services. The agreement said each family would be ordered to pay an illegal fine of $3,000. State authorities paid part of the fine, but the families have continued to be threatened with forced displacement. 20 years ago tomorrow, Muslim terrorists attacked the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center. The co-anchors of New York Good Day were already talking about the hijacked 767 commercial jet airplane, which had crashed into the North Tower at 8:45 a.m.
It appeared to back sharply and smash directly, perhaps purposefully, into... Oh, my goodness, there's another one. Oh, my goodness, there's another one.
Seems to be on purpose.
Oh, my goodness, now you... Now it's obvious, I think, that there's a second plane just crashed into the World Trade Center. I think we have a terrorist attack of proportions that we cannot begin to imagine at this juncture.
The time was 9:03 a.m., and the South Tower had just been hit by a second hijacked airplane flown by Muslim terrorists. Pro-life Republican state legislators are eyeing a just-implemented measure in Texas as a model to protect babies in the womb, reports TheHill.com. The measure that took effect last week bans virtually all abortions after a baby's heartbeat is detected about 6 weeks into a pregnancy, after the U.S. Supreme Court declined to block the law in a 5-4 decision. The law does not make exceptions for pregnancies that result from rape or incest. Janet Porter, founder of Faith to Action, said, quote, "That means there is a place in the United States where children with beating hearts are legally protected right now," end quote. Most controversially, it allows almost anyone in Texas to file a civil lawsuit against abortion providers and those who aid a person seeking an abortion after the 6-week mark. The person bringing suit would not have to be connected in any way to have legal standing to sue, and they could be awarded at least $10,000 plus attorney's fees if they win. That provision, legislators hope, will block abortion rights advocates from challenging the law in court. They cannot bring suit against Texas because the government is not the entity enforcing the law. Psalm 139 verses 13 and 14 says, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." United Airlines employees who are granted exemptions to accompany vaccination mandate for religious reasons will be put on temporary unpaid leave starting next month, reports CNBC.com. The airline made the announcement on Wednesday, citing the recent rise in COVID cases. And finally, it's a victory for conservative values in Nebraska. On September 3rd, the Nebraska State Board of Education voted 5-1 to indefinitely postpone the development of the Nebraska Department of Education health standards, reports LifeSiteNews.com. The board's original agenda was viewed by many as a direct assault on the traditional conservative values of most Nebraska parents. Draft number one standards were full of sexually explicit content and critical race theory components. For example, the Nebraska public schools would have taught that white-skinned people are automatically oppressors, and all others are oppressed. Needless to say, this is the antithesis of Martin Luther King Jr.'s famous admonition to judge people by their character, not by the color of their skin. Philippians 2 verse 3 says, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves." And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Friday, September 10th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.